Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Americans are going back to the moon. Last year, NASA announced plans to have astronauts walk on the lunar surface as early as 2024. And this time, those moonwalkers will include women. The gender and ethnicity of NASA astronauts has changed a lot since the last moonwalks, which ended in 1972. What hasn't changed as much is the spacesuits that astronauts wear. They're bulky, can weigh as much as 300 pounds on Earth, and they're awkward. Dr. Dava Newman, an astronautics professor at MIT, is aiming to change that with a sleek spacesuit she designed called the Biosuit. A renowned scientist and researcher, Dr. Newman previously served as NASA Deputy Administrator, and she was recently named head of the famous MIT Media Lab, the school center for collaboration and innovation. The biosuit she designed is not only practical, it's visually striking, so much so that it's been exhibited in museums around the world. We wanted to find out more about Dr. Newman's amazing biosuit. Here's what she had to say.
So we're actually working on four suits right now. So I'll explain them. The biosuit is the one that I guess gets most of the media coverage and press. But essentially, in terms of the technology that we work on, it's compression garments, if you will. So to live in space and to work productively in space, let's just say we're on the International Space Station, when you leave, you're protected and you have an atmosphere when you're working inside. We call that intravehicular activity, or inside the vehicle. When you go outside the vehicle, we call that extravehicular activity, or EVA, spacewalks. So that's when you see the astronauts dressed up in the, right now, kind of the big white-looking Michelin man type of suit. It's quite massive. It's actually 140 kilos. That's pushing 300 pounds. It's in the weightless environment, so it's not going to squash you, but it's a pressurized, think of it as a balloon, a pressurized balloon. And you have to get all your work done. We've been to the moon on the Apollo suits. They were a little bit less massive, but you probably remember the famous videos. It looked like a pogo. It looked like the astronauts were bunny hopping across the moon. In my opinion, that's actually bad spacesuit design. Now, it was great spacesuit design for the 1960s. I call the spacesuit the world's smallest spacecraft. That's what we're designing. You have to take all of the systems that the spacecraft would have. Now, you wrap them around a body. So that's quite an engineering feat. So it's a marvel in itself, every gas pressurized suit that's ever flown in space. Okay, so let's say, but we've changed the paradigm. So for the biosuit, what I envision then is still pressurizing the astronauts, keeping them alive in the vacuum of space. How can we do that? Either put them in a balloon. That's what's always traditionally been done. But our designs and my patents then put the pressure directly on the skin. So essentially, I'm squeezing your skin. I have to squeeze you with a third of an atmosphere. That's 30 kilopascals. A third of an atmosphere, I put that pressure in your skin. That's enough to keep you alive on the moon, you know, to be a future Martian explorer. How do I do that? Well, I do that with very interesting patterns, which is basically the mathematics behind the biosuit. And then I also do it with advanced materials. And we're inventing new materials today. So kind of the combination of our design, patterning, and materials to literally put you in a second skin suit. So as an aerospace engineer, I've studied way more than anyone wants to know about skin. And I get a lot of help from my tissue engineering colleagues at MIT. I'm also a scuba diver, right? We explore undersea as well. So if you've ever been in a wetsuit, I mean, they're pretty comfortable. They are skin tight. Obviously, they have to be skin tight because you need to pressurize you to keep you alive. But then we really work on the biomechanics enabling human mobility. So I'm trying not to have the astronauts waste any of their energy. In the current, compared to the current gas pressurized suits, you waste probably 75% of your energy. It's just fighting the darn suit. So we flip that paradigm and I say, okay, if I can give you a skin tight suit, pressurize you, keep you alive. The helmet looks more conventional. It is a gas pressurized helmet to give you, you know, major vision, but we put a lot of advanced technology in terms of the heads-up displays, the vision, and the programming in times of the helmet. But back to the suit, it is a skin-tight suit, but you can move around very, very naturally. So I want all of your energy going into searching for life. That's why we're going to Mars with our robots, with our rovers, but when we get astronauts there, and we're going to practice on the moon. We're going to get to the moon in the next few years, again, with people. But I want to make sure that we can develop, design, and hopefully fly the best kind of state-of-the-art technology that we have. It's as an engineer, you know, I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to fly old technology. I want to make sure that we're developing new technology to enable exploration.
Well, that's an exciting glimpse of the future. So here's something good for today. Dr. Dava Newman shows us how fresh thinking happens. Sometimes it's a matter of flipping the paradigm. Dr. Newman saw that spacesuits were bulky and awkward, so she designed one that went in the opposite direction, skin tight and flexible. Dr. Newman's achievements remind us why science gets better when teams are diverse, when they include women and people of color. When everyone contributes, that's when we can make the greatest progress. If you want to see what Dr. Newman's bio suit looks like, go to davanewman.com. And to hear much more from this innovator and groundbreaker, listen to today's episode of our podcast, Seneca's 100 Women to Hear. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.